This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
An important point of reference here, that you're saying here that a lot of scientists do have real, genuine interests in the abduction scenario. And I understand why maybe a lot of them would not want to get involved. Have they given you any insights into what is going on beyond what you've experienced?
Well, I have communicated with some scientists who are working in laboratories, research laboratories at universities, particularly in the States. Those laboratories are backed by DARPA, so it may be that some of the technology they're developing will be in some way used by the military or weaponized in some way, I don't know. But some of the scientists who've approached me are happy for their names to be known because they're simply interested. Others have asked not to be revealed, and I will not do that. I certainly would not reveal their identity, but some have provided me with information, and others with, as I said, PowerPoints that I can of technology being developed that I can use in my speeches. I have received threats since doing my technology speeches in the recent year or so. I have been intimidated, and so I gather that somebody doesn't want to know that perhaps some of this technology may have originated from somewhere else, or the ideas behind it have been provided from somewhere else. I don't know the answers to that. I'm just a civilian who's experienced things that that were not invented yet at that time.
Okay, the threats. What kind of threats are they?
Well, over the years, in association with my work as a sighting researcher in New Zealand, I've had anonymous phone calls, I've had my house watched, and that wasn't my imagination, because my neighbours on either side actually came and told us, "We're concerned because we've seen this guy watching your house," and when we approached him, he just drove away. So we've had this kind of thing happening. I have been intimidated when I have spoken in Australia. In my book, I describe one particular incident at the old UFO Congress in Laughlin, Nevada, where I was questioned and threatened and told to come home and never speak about this stuff again. And again, I had an unpleasant experience at the UFO Congress in February, where I was singled out in a corridor at night when there was no one else around, and I was questioned about the technology by two guys who claimed to have a background in intelligence.
You realize that this, to sort of your mainstream ufologist, is sounding like it's out there on the fringe. I find it very interesting. I'm not saying that what you experienced didn't happen, but it sounds exceptional. Do you, in your own mind, do you think it adds up to something in particular? What's this all about?
It's not exceptional at all. There's numerous people in the UFO field who have experienced this, and I disagree that the mainstream ufologist would find this fringe at all. The mainstream ufologist is used to hearing this sort of thing. This is what happens.
Well, we're used to hearing it, but it doesn't necessarily happen to us. I mean, I've been interested in ufology since I was a child. I've had my own sightings. And I've had missing time, but I don't have clear recollections of being abducted. I've had no threats made against me. The extent of the stories that you're talking about are much greater than anything I've had, or for that matter, quite a few of the other people in the field that I know of. And not only have I heard their stories and listened to the pretty much all the same stuff you do. I mean, your story sounds to me to be definitely out there on the fringe. It's quite unique. It's very interesting. I'd like to know more about it, and I'd like to know, so you know, if if in your mind you feel that there are a whole bunch of other UFO people that have been singled out for these experiences, what does it add up to in your mind then?
Well, I write a whole book about this, about the agenda that I outline, as I have been told about this agenda since I was an eight-year-old child by the ETs on the craft, and I outline this in my book in detail, what this long-term agenda is and how people are involved in it. So, you know, my experiences I don't see as being out of the norm at all. I speak to thousands of people worldwide, and I'm sure you do too with your radio programs, and I'm sure there's many people within the field who can report this kind of intimidation, report this kind of tailing, or, you know, Patty Greer, for example, is one, Sherry Wilde is another. There's just an endless string of people like myself who are speaking out about these issues, who have been threatened or who have had their health affected.
Is that, now the people who are threatening you, they seem to be the Earth-based type. So we're not talking about MIB aliens that are saying, don't talk about this, you never had this sighting, enough is enough. You feel that the people who are giving you the hard time are more terrestrial-based by the sounds of it.
Well, so far that has been my experience.
And so the idea then is that they must know sort of what's going on as well, but they don't want you talking about it. But from your perspective, the alien contacts then, they are telling you about things. And have they communicated to you that it's sort of your duty or a mission to inform the rest of us as a, in a contactee-like manner? Or is this just something you're reporting that has happened to you as part of your experiences that you're taking it upon yourself to write books about and tell us about?
Well, I've only written the one book, and that was a culmination of many years of research and investigation into my own experiences and into the concepts that the ETs have talked to groups of humans that I have been in over the years. And there's plenty of other experiencers who report similar information. So it's not as if I'm alone out there speaking my own truth. These are truths that are expressed by many experiencers and abductees worldwide.
Right, but have you been assigned by the aliens themselves to spread this knowledge, or is it just something you've chosen to volunteer to us, so to speak?
Well, in my book I describe, the process that I believe we go through as a soul, where we accept certain tasks or responsibilities or lessons or things that we want to learn or do on this planet. And I sincerely believe that, working in this field and speaking about my experiences is one of the things that I not only want to do, but I feel pushed to do by myself, by my own inner truth and inner self.
Okay, that's good, but it's not like the aliens themselves have said, Suzanne, you are now to go and spread this knowledge, to the four corners of the earth, so to speak.
No, I'm not an alien missionary. I'm a human being who's had some unusual experiences, as have many other people, and I have chosen to investigate them and speak about them.
Once again, let me remind you that Suzanne Hansen is not finishing up on the PowerCast. She's going to stay over so she can be a guest on after the PowerCast with more information about her paranormal encounters, as Randall and I try to get more information on it. You can get after the PowerCast only if you're a subscriber to the PowerCast Plus at plus.thepowercast.com. And remember, you also get a version of this show free of the network ads. How about that? To the people on YouTube who always complain about ads, that's the answer. Prices start at just $1.49 each week. And we offer monthly, 5-year, and lifetime packages. Once again, go to plus.theparacast.com for more info. We're going to continue with Randall and Suzanne and Jean to cover what may be the mission of ET, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, Suzanne, wanted to go over this with regard to what you regard as the mission of ET. You're guessing this or what?
No, I don't use that expression, the mission of ET.
Okay, the question I have also, and we raised it before, you're being abducted with thousands of other people. Why do they need so many people? What are they doing with you?
Well, I don't refer to my experiences as abduction because I don't feel that I went against my will. That is the result of many years of researching this and looking and investigating my experiences. So I prefer to call it contacts that I have had rather than abduction. I think that they've probably been studying mankind for centuries, if not thousands of years. I think we have reached a point in our civilization, as my good friend Robert Salas talks about, with our nuclear capability, where we are a danger to us and to other species that may inhabit areas around us. And I think that that is one of the major reasons that they're here at this time, and that many people are taken on board for a whole variety of reasons. If they're going to assist a civilization from within, as I discuss in my book, they're not coming down to save us or tell us what to do or anything like that, in my opinion, but it's only my opinion. I think that they're trying to help us through the agenda that I outline by helping us from within. So they're assisting us to assist ourselves.
This is common among contact claims that ETs are here to help us rather than to harm us. But we see all this stuff going on in the world. We have global warming, which we mentioned before, and people die as a result of those severe weather conditions, like in Puerto Rico. Some 3,000 people died because of the weather conditions. We have the conflict in Yemen, killing tens of thousands of people. Syria, all this stuff going on. But the people who have the contacts, as far as we know, are not decision makers. They're regular people. So if ET is so concerned about our fate, why don't they contact the people who have the power to do something?
Well, I really wish you'd read my book before you interviewed me, because I answer these questions.
Suzanne, understand, though, that we have tens or hundreds of thousands of listeners out there who have not read your book. Okay? We're asking questions on their behalf. They haven't read your book. And so it's important for you to answer the questions so they understand what's going on. If they're interested in the book, you'll have plenty of opportunity to promote it, and they'll buy that book, and maybe this will entice them. But just to say it's in the book doesn't help for the people who haven't read it. They want to know, and I want to know.
So the question is, you know, why are the people in charge or politicians not contacted rather than the man in the street? Well, I think there's a lot of reasons for that. One being that people in positions of power at the moment have a lot of associations politically or religiously or whatever, that their hands are very much tied in terms of changing things globally. I think that the groundswell has to come from the man in the street, people power. So I think that change has to happen from within the man in the street, which is why I think that so many people are taken on board craft in terms of these programs that I outline, where people are educated and prepared for all sorts of eventualities. But also I think that I describe three specific groups of souls that incarnated on the planet over the last decades. Last 100 years or so, and I think each of those groups has a specific job to do on the planet, and many people are becoming aware of that. Many experiencers are saying, I know there's something specific I have to do, I'm not sure what it is, but I know that it's going to happen, and I'm ready to do that. I have this feeling it's coming. I hear this all the time from experiencers worldwide. So there's this waking up of consciousness that is happening right across the board. I think that the last group that I describe in my book, what I call the third wave of souls who are incarnated on the planet, I think they are the ones who are going to make the most changes in society, because most of them are around about in their 30s now, getting to their late 30s, and many of them are in positions of power and responsibility or influence in a positive sense. So they have positions where they can make the essential changes that need to take place in the medical field, in education, in ecology, in the environment, right across the board of what makes our society tick. And this is really what what we've been leading up to, I believe, with the whole contact scenario and hundreds of people being involved in this, if not thousands or millions.
So they are educating the next generation.
Yes, they're educating a portion of the next generation at least.
This sounds very similar to what our previous guest, Preston Dennett, was saying about creating what he called a grassroots movement amongst the people, as opposed to landing on the White House lawn.
Yes, I think that the grassroots concept is right. In one of the latter chapters in my book, I described being on a craft. This was about 10 years ago, actually lecturing to a group of humans on a craft in Earth changes and about responsibilities and what would be the meaningful things for them to do in their societies at that time. This involved the process of them agreeing to have what many experiencers call a little package of knowledge put in their subconscious that would open up at the time, that would be triggered at the time, and they would have this valuable information that would assist them. Just recently when I was speaking in the States in Oregon, I actually had a lady come up to me and say, I'd like to tell you about a memory I've had, which I believe was contact and a strange thing that was happening. And she pretty much described being in the same situation I've just described, only she was one of the human beings being lectured to by a human about these things. And she was able to virtually describe exactly the kind of situation that I know has been happening on board craft.
Have you ever met anyone else on these craft that you could later contact?
Yes, I have met people that I believe I've been on craft with. This happened when I was speaking in Norway last year. I met a gentleman there from Sweden who we had an instant recognition of each other, instant feeling like we knew each other really well and we've continued to be good friends. But I also know a lady here in New Zealand who rang me one morning. She was just heading off to the airport to fly to the Middle East. And she said to me, we were both on a craft last night and you will have a circular bruise with needle marks on it somewhere on your body where you wouldn't think to look. And later that day, I was getting changed to go to a function with my husband. He said to me, what's that on the back of your leg? And high up on the back of my leg where I wouldn't be able to see it was exactly what she had described, which we photographed, was a circular bruise with needle marks round it in circles, concentric circles, exactly as this lady had described.
I'll tell you what, let's break it here, and then we'll have more with Suzanne, Jean, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has died. He passed away late Friday night in Houston. His five children, former President George W. Bush, and his siblings, Jeb, Neil, Dorothy, and Marvin, said their father was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. The family said they're grateful for condolences coming in from all over the globe.
George H.W. Bush was the nation's last World War II president, and he spoke often about his motivation for public service.
There is a higher purpose to life beyond oneself. I speak of family, of community, of ideals. I speak of duty, honor, country.
George Herbert Walker Bush, dead at age 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Again, I'm still kind of confused or concerned about this. And I realize, yes, it's in the book, and I hope that our listeners will get more information here. We've had these messages from higher beings for a very long time. It's not recent. It's not this year. It's not last year. It's not when you were young. It was way before that. Generations of people are getting these messages somehow, not just from being taken aboard craft, but by channeling and other methods of supposed interaction. So why isn't anything being done? It seems like it's taking an awful long time. That's what I'm concerned about here. I understand the grassroots approach, that future leaders will do the right thing. But how many generations does ET have to take to get something done?
Well, really, that's up to us, isn't it? I mean, if we've been having, as you said, gurus and channelers and all kinds of people for centuries giving messages about how we need to clean up our act and be more spiritual, etc., then, yes, we've only got ourselves to blame if we haven't done it. But as I said, it's getting a little bit more dire straits now in terms of what's happening on our planet with climate. But not only that, what I talk about in my technology speech is the lack of spirituality that goes with our development of our technology. We are on the verge of really going very, very fast with very new and different technology. It's just changing every day. And with that technology comes responsibility, because, as you know, a lot of our technology is swallowed up by militaries worldwide who use it to harm mankind. And we have the same thing happening, I guess, in the medical field. Not all medical things are wonderful. Some of them harm us, and some are used for monetary gain. or power worldwide. Technology can be used for a variety of reasons, and I think the ETs are very concerned that we're thinking about going out into space a lot more. We're reestablishing that kind of arena worldwide, and therefore, until we clean up our own planet and understand this responsibility in a spiritual aspect that must go hand in hand with the development of advanced technology, then we become a danger to ourselves and to other people. Not only that, our technology is on the verge of becoming very conscious. So there's a lot of talk about AI, and we're in the beginning stages of developing technology that relies on consciousness and telepathy. And if that is to happen, once again, we have a whole new set of ethics that must be looked at, whole new set of ground rules and global agreements on how this is to be used so that we are not, again, harming each other or that it does not take us over and destroy us.
You know, when you were talking about that, I think of the ads we run here in the States. Don't know if the drug companies do it there. Don't know. I don't know the impact of Big Pharma in New Zealand. My late brother was a member of Big Pharma, so I kind of understand this. Where they announced this medication, useful for, I don't know, being manic depressant, useful for diabetes, whatever it is, they come with a list of all the things that can happen. You can get cancer, you could die, and they have this cheerful individual taking the medication, interacting with their family and smiling, and this relaxing music, and somebody saying, conditions may include your jaw turning red or whatever it is. Horrible things, horrible consequences. That's what I was thinking about.
Yes, that's right. There are horrible consequences from a lot of our technology already, but I can imagine it could get a lot worse when we start using the consciousness telepathy side of things, where we can activate things with our mind, and or the technology might rely upon us using a part of our consciousness. So there's a lot to be sorted out before this can become mainstream and the man in the street can utilize this technology. And I think the ethical boundaries are very, and spiritual boundaries on this new technology are very important.
So do you have any idea, or has this been conveyed to you, at one point where this attitude, this technology will take over or begin to take over?
No, it hasn't been indicated to me, but, you know, I think we can all see that this technology is going ahead in leaps and bounds. Just the other week in New Zealand here, the Weta Workshop, which is the workshop that does a lot of the special effects for the Peter Jackson movies like The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, etc., they've developed a new kind of virtual reality called mixed reality. And basically what they were describing was some technology that I observed and used decades ago on a craft. And this has a lot of implications for entertainment, for education, etc., but it could also equally have implications in another negative direction. So although these things are being announced and are fantastic developments, I think we have to take great care with them.
A lot of this sounds then like they're not all that far advanced from us, maybe only a few decades.
I would agree with that in some respect, and Dr. Schild and I have discussed that at length. I don't think they're too far ahead of us, but the biggest difference is that they have the ability to make their technology sentient or organic or conscious, and that we are on the verge of that. And that's why one of the things I think they're worried about at this point in time on the planet is that we're right on the verge of that, and it's very important that we take it in the right direction so that it's a constructive and productive technology rather than the opposite.
Let me ask you one thing, which is really a left-field devil's advocate question here, Suzanne. We have this wonderful message conveyed by ET. The question I have here is, why believe them?
Why believe which message?
Why believe that these higher beings are here to help us with peace and brotherhood? Why believe them? We don't know who they are. How can they prove to you that they are what they claim to be? Because they say it, because they have advanced technology, because they have magic?
Well, I think that most experiences And some research has been done into this. But Kathleen Marden, for example, from MUFON, has researched this, that most experiencers, if they're asked, could we, you know, if we could take away these experiences from your life, would you be happy with that? And most of them say no. That most experiencers who are asked, if we could take these experiences away from you, would you be happy with that? You know, like if other people say to them, well, if you could not have this in your life, would you be happier? Many experiencers say no, they would not want it taken away. They, if they had the choice of life again, they would want to be experiencing this and doing this.
But that doesn't prove where they come from. It just proves that the message is acceptable or the experience is pleasing to them.
No, what I was about to say was that many of those experiencers have had experiences since early childhood. And if you look back at your life, if the guys that are doing positive things, if they were in fact bad, then surely we would be seeing some evidence of it over the decades of people's lives. But, I mean, I talk to people who are in the 70s and 80s who've had experiences, and they've been very positive. This doesn't mean to say, of course, that all of the possible ETs visiting our planet are positive, because there's just as many people who say, look, I've had bad experiences with this particular species or that one. So we really can't answer a question like that yet. We can only go on our individual experiences and what we deem to be trust or lack of trust. And this is why it is very important to hear about all kinds of experiences right across the board, not just positive ones, but ones where people have experienced things that are not so good either.
I don't think that quite answers my question, which is more about not that the message is positive, but whether there's any reason to believe that these individuals have good intentions. Suzanne, Gina, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so we're talking once again on the Paracast with Suzanne Hansen. She's an experiencer, author of a book about those experiences. And you mentioned here that some of those experiences are negative in some ways. Can you tell us how?
Well, some people, many abductees report negative experiences. Some of them don't. It would appear, and this is just a theory that is out there in the contact field, that there are different species of greys, for example, that have different agendas. There are different species of reptilians because some people report positive experiences with them and some don't. And there are, you know, people speaking publicly about the whole spectrum of experiences. So I think it's very important that we listen to and hear the full spectrum of experiences so we can better understand what is going on. But many experiencers feel that their contacts have been life-enhancing and transformative, and that they wouldn't swap them if they were given a chance of a life without them. They would choose not to have that life without them. So I think that each experiencer must speak from their own heart about whether or not these experiences have helped them or enhanced their life or not. So how do we tell whether they're good or bad? Well, I guess that's up to the individual. And I think that in the future, if open contact happens and they start contacting governments or groups of people around the world are showing themselves openly in our skies, these are the conversations that will have to happen, and we will have to proceed with care and caution, because clearly there are a whole variety of species visiting if we listen to the narratives of the many people who've met them.
I'd say the Earth must be very popular. You know, there are religious people, and I know something about my late uncle, Lewis Kaplan, for example, who believed that all UFOs were demonic and that you had to use the Lord's Prayer to dispel them.
Yes, sorry, is that a question?
I wanted basically a comment. Is that something you've heard?
I mean, I've been subjected to that kind of assertion myself, but you can't convince someone of something they haven't experienced. But on the other hand, you know, you've pointed out that scenario. But I could point out vicars from around, church people from around the world who communicate with me and run things past me because they're having parishioners talk about their experiences to them. And so that attitude towards deliverance teams that work in, for example, the Church of England, they are taking on a very different aspect towards this now. And I know worldwide of our church people who go to UFO conferences to learn more about the subject so that they can better understand what their parishioners are describing. So I think that there are changes taking place worldwide in that arena.
In your contact experiences, do the aliens themselves ever talk about religion and our beliefs or their beliefs?
No. Some experiences and abductees report that that has happened with them, but I have never had any experience where they've talked about God or our religious beliefs.
It all adds up to an interest by them, but by the sounds of it, in our whole socio-political environment here on Earth. And the topics that you talk about that they're concerned with, we are also concerned with it. People who work in AI are concerned with the ethical problems as well. It's not like they're oblivious to them. So why are they telling us stuff we already know? It's not like we don't know that A-bombs are dangerous and or that climate change can affect the planet. We've got our own scientists who've already got that figured out. We've got ethicists who already look at all of these problems. Why do we need the aliens to tell us any of this?
Well, I think they're not telling us. They're telling some people who go on board their craft. They're expressing their concern to those people. But, yes, we have professionals right across the board who are telling us these things, but if you look at the mass of society, what proportion of that mass of society are actually doing something about it on a daily basis? And I think that there are other aspects to our activities on the planet that we don't yet understand that they do, that the ETs do, and that they have concerns about. And in one of the chapters in my book, I write about what I call a galaxy screen, where I was taken into a virtual reality room and I was shown virtual reality displays of different parts of the galaxy. And the ET said he wanted to show me something that might give me real commitment to the subject in the future. And I was only in my 30s at this stage. I'm now in my 60s. And he showed me a hologram of the planet at the time when the Hiroshima bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. So the room was filled with a very large holographic Earth. And then you saw the explosion in terms of a vibrational coloured display in this technology. And he kept making the hologram of the planet smaller and smaller and smaller. But you could see the shockwave going out from that explosion was going right out into the solar system and beyond and becoming more unstable as it went out. Now, we now can take photographs from satellites of rockets, etc., and we can see the huge shockwave created by those rockets. So if we can imagine a huge shockwave created by an atomic bomb exploding, it's much more profound. So their concerns are that we don't yet understand the energies that we live in and that we deal with and that we create every day and the impact of those energies not only on us, but on other society, our society and those beyond. And that's one of their major concerns, is that they're coming in at a time when we are discovering and exploring these things, and they're hoping to influence us from within by educating people so that we move things in the right direction. It's all very well to have professionals and who can tell us about all these problems, but until the general man in the street takes action, we're fighting a losing battle.
Is there a timetable that you're aware of when this will all come to pass, that people will be aware that we've got to make a great movement to stop the wrong direction in which our planet is going? Because it's certainly getting pretty late.
In the 80s, I had three experiences where I was part of a very large group of people, around 250 people who were in an underground base and an undersea base. We were taken there. My friend Robert Salas talks about this in some of his speeches. He talks about being taken to bases similar. We were told about things to watch for in the future. So we're talking about a timeline of sorts, but not a defined end, because that end depends on how much action, how soon that end might come, that point might come where change takes place, depends on what we do in the interim. So they talked about a very fluid or flexible timeline, but they did caution us to watch for certain things. And one of them was that there would be huge amounts of people on the move planetary-wise who had nowhere to go spiritually, physically, you know, geographically, you name it. And in 2015, when I spoke in the UK and Scandinavia, so those signs are appearing now, as far as I'm concerned, and so we are nearing a tipping point, I think.
Suzanne, if someone wants more information about what you do and to get a copy of your book, where do they go?
They can go to www.communicatorlink.com, or they can visit our sighting website, which is www.ufocusnz.org.nz, and my book is available on Amazon.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. You can find us on Facebook, two official Paracast fan clubs. We've kind of been, as they say, low-key in our activities on Facebook with all the security things that are going on there. We don't want to take our chances. We have a second radio show after the Paracast, which can be a wrap-up show. It could be extended interviews. It could be part two of the main interview. We've done that with a number of guests. It's included if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. You also get a version of this show free of the network ads. For people on YouTube who say too many ads, that's the way to avoid them. Subscribe to the Paracast Plus. $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month. We have free stuff for 5-year and lifetime subscriptions. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com for more info. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
You're welcome.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.